This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome tonight's guest. Yeah. He used to say mass, now he kicks ass. The theologian and Fox News contributor, Jonathan Morris. Sorry about the swearing. He puts the ew in shaloo. Host of the quiz talk quiz show on Fox Nation, Tom Shaloo. She's quirky, smirky, and can strangle a turkey. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tim. And Google Earth complains that he blocks their view. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. You look great, as always. What do you make of this era? I feel like the era had no real identity until 2016, right? Like, what would you say about the 2010s now?
Well, politics was so boring before 2016, yeah, right? And It will be forever boring after Trump, right?
Yeah,
which could be 2028, 2032, who knows, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, things go so fast right now. And in part, it's because of the politics that we're living right now, but also in part just because of social media and technology.
Yeah.
We are living at a very high rate. And,
right.
That's good and bad.
Yeah.
And I think it's a question with, you know, all these Democratic candidates and others are talking about existential. That has to do with being, right? What is being? What is our being? What is purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do in a very fast world.
But it's so funny and hypocritical because none of those people really think that deeply. I mean, they just discovered the word existential on a word-a-day calendar. Existential, I'm using that one. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. You have Cuomo and Lemon arguing over the word, Tom. What was your favorite thing about 2019? And please say me.
You know, it occurs to me, Greg, that he is an existential threat to the Democrats.
Mm.
I mean, because he's driving them crazy. He's like a laser pointer, and they're all a bunch of cats. They go, whatever he points at, they go, and they scream at it. But the thing is, they're into it. He's got them all wrapped up in the in Trumpism, you know. And they hate him for it. But like he said, I don't know what the logic of it, but it makes weird sense. He says, "Love me or hate me, but you got to vote for me." Whoever said such a thing? It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, he's also an existential threat to the media because it's like he's killed old media. Like, we don't look at the media's not the same anymore. He's exposed them. He treats the media the way the media treated us as people. Like, the media was always on top. It's basically saying that the average citizen was stupid. Trump is doing that to the media. Cat, that's my theory.
Yeah.
So you're beginning. You're beginning with applause. Perhaps you will
watch me suck the air out of this room. I don't know. You work in the media, Greg.
No, I don't. I work outside the media.
Where are we?
Yes.
The decade was, it was all right.
Yeah.
Told you I could do it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I went through so many decade in review lists to try to figure out what to talk about.
Right.
Turns out I don't know. Like, I don't like a lot of the things other people like.
Right.
Like, I still don't know what a Fortnite is.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the Jonas Brothers. Like, any white millennial dude could come up to me and be like, "I'm a Jonas Brother." And I'd be like, "I believe you." You know, I don't know who they are. But if I had to pick a favorite moment or a favorite thing, it would be a tie between leggings becoming acceptable as pants.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm for that.
Yes.
I'm against it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, very recently, Eric Swalwell's fart.
Yeah.
And then honorable mention goes to Steve Harvey crowning the wrong Miss Universe. That was amazing.
You know, I think if you put it all together, Swalwell and leggings farting would probably be an amazing moment. Tyrus, do you like the odd years or the even years?
What the hell?
What an existential dumb question. Do I like the odd or even numbers? I'm going to go with even.
Oh, that's good.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think we all
like to be equal, Greg.
Yes.
Like, I like an equal question.
Okay, okay. What is your take on the year or the decade?
Worst R movie ever. Every month of this decade was the end of the world, especially during the Trump presidency.
Right. There
was breaking news. Trump did some shit, and there's an asteroid coming to get us right now.
Yes.
He offended the gods. Every week, it was the end of democracy.
Right.
North Korea was going to bomb us. Syria was going to bomb us. Like, we were literally...
Yeah.
At the end of every show, you just didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then you'd wake up and be like, that movie sucked. Like, literally... You go to all the anticipation, you're excited, you're fired up, it's going to be the scariest thing ever, and it's like ducks bathing in a pond. It's really not that bad out there. It's actually the best it's ever been.
That is true. It has been the best. The one problem, though, is I am frightened by ducks bathing. It's a thing that happened when I was a child. I was attacked by ducks in a pond. This year's big craze, mistaken outrage. People got worked up over some stories that at first sounded really bad, but then turned out not to be. So this year, we begin the first annual Greg Gutfeld Outrage Awards. That's right. Don't we have some... I guess we don't have some live music. Oh, the band didn't show up. Anyway, the second runner-up, Jussie Smollett, who claimed two guys put a rope around his neck while yelling, "This is MAGA country," in Chicago, in the middle of the night, in sub-zero temperature. Yeah, that happened. For sure. First runner-up, media coverage over Nicholas Sandman, a kid wearing a MAGA hat that social media accused of taunting a Native American man until another tape surfaced that showed that wasn't the case. Now Sandman is suing everybody for millions. Not me, though, thank God. Which leads us to the outrage of the year over a meme that Trump tweeted out. So congratulations, everyone who took that seriously. That's actually not possible. He can't be president in the year 3000. See, that Trump was joking, but 99% of the media can't tell that he's joking. Everything he says is literal. Everything he says is serious. And when they make fun of him, oh, they're joking. So we present to you the first annual Greg Gutfeld Outrage Awards, in which this screaming chicken is the actual award. Enough choking the chicken. All right. Tyrus.
Yeah, well, a couple things, Greg.
Yes.
This is obviously a sham. First of all, you completely botched the name of its Jussie Smollett.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
First of all, he's a French actor.
Sorry.
Let's get that right, first of all.
Jussie.
Yeah.
Jussie.
And it's perfectly, as a black man who's been in Chicago, there's nothing more dangerous for an act of racism in sub-zero freezing weather, where I can guarantee you that you would see a Black Panther and a Klansman huddling for dear life, saying, "Come summer, it's on. Hold me, it's cold tonight." That's literally, it's too cold.
Too cold for racism. Too cold for racism.
That whole thing, you know, that was the one time where a lot of times in the African-American community, when we see something, we get ready to get fired up and protest and march. Yeah. Literally, not one person was like, no, something. Nobody gets hung with a string. It was literally the thinnest rope they could find, because apparently buying rope to hang people isn't a big thing in Chicago.
Yes.
So it's difficult to get a good old-fashioned rope.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And he kept his sandwich the whole time.
Yes, he kept his sandwich.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm whooping somebody's ass in a hate crime, I'm definitely going to eat their sandwich.
Yeah.
In front of them.
Yes. It was good PR for Subway, I guess, Kat. What stories did you see as the most outrageous or the most manufactured?
Well, I just really love the way that people criticized the meme that you shared about Trump saying he's going to be the president for 88,000 years.
Yes.
Almost everyone was like, oh, he's such an idiot. He doesn't even know about the 22nd Amendment. And I'm like, even if that were true, I'm pretty sure he knows he's not going to be alive in 88,000 years.
Yes, yes.
I mean, but they don't see these things, right? Yeah. It was just like when actual reporters spent their workday finding out that him giving that medal to that dog wasn't real.
Yes.
They were like, breaking, we have an exclusive scoop.
Yes.
Like, it's just they actually don't know when it's so obvious. It's like, before you tweet, maybe you need to go back to third grade and learn about context clues, Karen. Like, come on.
It's so true. I think it has the fact that they can't see the sarcasm because they're clouded by so much emotion, Jonathan. And yeah. And also social media kind of makes these stories explode. Otherwise, it would go nowhere because no media guy would go. If there was no social media, he couldn't go and complain about the memes.
What makes his memes so amazing is that we know that he's the one who's actually putting them out. It's not his social media team.
Yeah.
No, it's like 100 tweets from him, and we're like, oh, that's my president. I know what he's thinking now. It might be strange, but I know what he's thinking. Okay, that is awesome. Secondly, a little bit taking off what Kat said, you know, the great worry of so much of the media when they saw that meme of that he's going to live till he's, you know, 3,000 years old is, oh my gosh, he's going to be a king.
Yeah.
But he's going to be a monarch. And that's what he wants to be. No king and no monarch lives to be 3,000 years old.
It was also just so weird that the Democrats were even weighing in on what's going on in 88,000 years that they cared. Because I thought it was going to end in 10 or 12 or whatever they keep saying.
That is true. Climate change. Climate change is going to stop. Another outrage. All right, last word, Tom.
Well, I think the real story isn't that there were three fake stories. It's the tip of the iceberg situation where so many stories that are still on record as being true are fake.
Exactly.
And so by looking at these and they say, oh, well, that one was disproven. No, most stories that go viral from social media are not real.
Right.
It's fake. The outrage is fake, and then they stack on fake facts on top of fake outrage, and this is what you get.
You know what it is? And there are a few people who know this, unfortunately, in your life. When you become the subject of a story, that's when you know it's fake, because you actually know all the truth, right?
Yeah.
And when the story's being told and you're reading it and you're going, that wasn't in the interview when that guy interviewed me, and that didn't happen, and I was kidding when I said that, but they're claiming that I'm serious. And this person, it's when you find out you're the, and now we're watching that in real time with Trump. When Trump makes a joke, you see the media portraying it as fact. You're actually watching it happen. It's kind of mind blowing. All right. I got to wrap.
It's been a great 10 years, Greg.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm out of thoughts.
You're out of thoughts.
I'm out of thoughts.
Special thanks to Greg Morris, Tom Salu, Kat Tyrus, our studio audience. We'll see you in 2020.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.